Comedy International. Once again, I&J are proud to bring you another famous personality from the world of entertainment in an original comedy specially written and produced for Comedy International. And this evening, we feature Britain's extra-large, family-size comedian, Patty Jakes, as a burglar's wife whose husband escapes from the police, only to find he's jumped out of the frying pan into the firing squad. Tonight's story is called Home is the Hunted. And now, Patty Jakes in Home is the Hunted.
Oh, you make me tired, really, Maylie. How do you reckon I can do everything? Nails, makeup, that awful row going on hour after hour. Now get into the shop and serve before I fetch you one you won't forget in an hurry.
Oh, Mum.
Go on. And it wouldn't have killed you to have washed up for me, would it?
Why should I? Why can't you, Cora?
Why can't I what?
Wash up.
Get into the shop.
Oh, right. Kids today.
Well, you're as bad, Cora.
What's up with you this morning? Got out of bed the wrong side.
Whichever side I got out, it was more than an hour before you, Cora, or that daughter of mine, and don't none of you forget it. I know one thing, though. I'm putting a stop to it, and pretty quick, too. If you think I'm nursing the old lot of you while Oscar's beginning his stretch and young Ernie's finishing his, you're mistaken, and that's a fact.
All right, all right.
Oh, look where you're going, Cora. Look where you're going.
Sorry, Ma.
Not a wink last night, Ada. Not one wink I didn't. It was me wrist the night before last, me elbow the night before that. Last night it was me... Oh! Me shoulder. They're killing me, it is, Ada. You wouldn't believe, really, you wouldn't.
Oh, yes, I would. Don't forget, I've had a lifetime to get used to it all.
Oh, I might know better than to look for sympathy from me own daughter-in-law, that I might. Oh. I've resigned myself to being pushed into the background now my poor Oscar's been taken from me. Dreaming about him all night I was.
I thought you said you never slept a wink.
Nor I didn't. It was one of them waking dreams.
Well, don't just you waste your time dreaming, Mother. You just buckle to and pray the judge lets him down lightly when he comes up. Because I'll tell you this, free and for nothing. If Oscar collects more than 18 months, this time I won't be here when he comes out.
Ada. How could you?
No, I'll be over at Ilford running that boarding house with my sister and seeing something back for all the hours slaving I put in.
Do we stop Peabody satisfying soup powders?
No.
That's what I told him.
It's like I was saying, Mother, if you'd only make the effort.
Effort? With me hardly able to drag myself about?
I said if you'd only make the effort. Oh, see you, that is, Cora.
Have I got to do everything round here?
All right, I'll take it. Who?
Sid?
When? What? He wouldn't be so daft as all that, will he? I know... Well, I don't know. It's up to him, isn't it? Oh, yes, of course we will. What'd you take us for? All right, yes. All right, thanks, Sid, yes. Oh, yes, I'll get word to you if he does show up. Of course I will.
Oscar's loose.
Loose?
10 minutes ago.
You mean they couldn't prove nothing?
Prove nothing? Are you off your head? He got 2 years.
Then how?
He bolted as they were putting him into the van. Can you beat that? Even the police can't be relied on to do a good day's work nowadays.
Was that Sid Arkwright phoning?
Yes, he was in court and saw it all.
But Oscar won't come here. Surely he won't come here.
Well, Sid says he might.
But it's the first place they look for him.
Well, Sid's not so sure. He says we were at the old address when they nabbed him.
But you don't reckon they haven't got this address at the yard, do you? Why, anyone with Oscar's record...
Oh, yes, of course they've got it. They'll have to check it, won't they? Sid says he'll go straight to number 12 Birchvillers, and it'll take him another 20 minutes or so to check on our move, and come over here. Where are you off to?
I don't know, but I'm getting out of this frying pan fast as I can make
it. Oh, no, you don't. You'll stay here and help. I don't know how, but you'll help.
Same as we've helped you since that dim-witted, arty husband of yours got himself nabbed with four axe saws in his pocket.
It's not fair. It's not my business. Oscar's your husband.
He's your brother. Or so I've always believed. I don't know so much now I come to look at you. My Oscar is not what you'd call over bright, but up against you, he looks like the brains trust rolled into one.
Look here.
Now, Rita. Listen. And you too, Mother. We've got to think fast and act fast. Change of clothes, money from the till. We'd better get Mamie in right away. Mamie! Empty the till and shut the shop.
Shut the shop?
Lock it. Put out the clothes for stock-taking notice. Go on, move to it. Cora, upstairs to my room and fish those corduroy jackets and Trilby out of the chest of drawers.
But they're Giuseppe's, Tom.
So what? He hasn't been near us for 2 years, has he?
But he might call for him any time.
Oh, don't talk so stupid. He finished his stretch last Easter. We've never seen him any more.
Oh.
Go on. And bring in them gumboots from the washhouse on your way down.
I must be clean off my head living here. Clean off
me
head,
go on. Now, if he comes at all, he'll come across to Morton's timber yard and over the wall through that window. Switch on the light, Mamie.
Here's the takings. What's all the panic in, Ada?
Your dad's popping in.
Dad? What, here?
He's loose, we just heard.
You mean he made a run for it?
No! They're sending him over in the commissionaire's gold-plated Rolls Royce.
Well, I dunno.
Well, you soon will. You better phone your Bert and make a date somewhere.
Bert? What's my Bert got to do with it?
Plenty, but he don't know it yet. He'll have to look after Oscar over at his place until we can make some sort of plan.
But Bert's on probation.
That's right, and this is his chance to prove it.
But it's daft. They got tabs on Bert. He'd be far better to go to Uncle Arthur's at Sidcup.
How's he gonna get there on a magic carpet?
But Bert's so absent-minded, you couldn't get him on a job like this. Why, don't you remember that time he left all his jelly night in the gas company office at Balham?
The girl's right. I wouldn't trust that fella of hers to hide a cold in the head. He's not all that honest, either. I wouldn't put it past him to tip off the police.
No. Don't you dare say things like that, Granny.
Now, you listen to me, all of you. And, Cora, you come here.
What's happening?
Oscar's my husband, and it's him that's in trouble. You all of you sponge on him when he's out, and you'll all turn to lend an hand now he needs us. Who is here?
Oh, oh,
me poor boy.
Oh, oh, I made it. Lovey, I made it. Phew, I've moved so fast as I fell right into a copper's lap from a second floor windowsill.
They'll be here. They'll be here.
Oh, hold your tongue and let him get his breath back.
Did you do with a cup of tea, Dad?
Tea? I ran halfway across London with a perishing police cars behind me, and you asked me if I could do with some tea. Why don't you offer me a packet of acid drops and be done with it?
Here, have a beer, son.
That's more like it, Mum.
Give him a glass, Mamie.
Never mind the trimmings. Pour it in that cup, Mum. Shoot. I'm giving up smoking when I get out of this little lot. Thanks, Mum. Did Sid tip you off?
5 minutes ago.
Good boy. Thought he would. Saw me in court. Love me. It was as easy as falling off a log. These young coppers are getting nowadays. Ain't got a clue. Not a clue, they ain't. Just walked behind me like they was escorting royalty on a tour of the Old Bailey. Makes me fair sick, it does. I don't know who's responsible for that training. Waste of perishing government money, that's what it is.
Oh, well, never mind that, love. The point is, what are you going to do? Where are you going? What's for the best, Oscar?
Well, I don't know. That's for you lot to figure out. You don't reckon I have, do you? I've had other things to think about last 20 minutes.
I've got your change of clothes. Here. They're Giuseppe's.
Lummy, they ain't looking.
Well, if you don't want to...
All right, they'll do to start with.
And here's the change money from the till. There's 9 and 9 pence there.
Oh, thanks.
9 and 9 pence? Huh, he'll get to Australia and back on that, he will.
Oh, don't be so stupid, Mum. We'll all have to chip in with anything we can spare. I was just asking Mamie to contact her Bert. He's got a quiet little lodge at Walthamstow.
It's no good, Dad. Bert's on probation.
Here. That's where you'll stay for the time being. Right here in this house, down there in the cellar between the packing cases.
Between packing cases?
Oh, why don't you use your head, Mum? It's the first place they'll look for him. Now, Bert's placed at Walthamstow.
Anywhere. Anywhere out of here, that's all I ask. If my Giuseppe was to show up and got so much as a glimpse of Oscar, he'd stay away for the rest of his life.
Why don't you stop dribbling about your Giuseppe, Cora? You know, as well as I do, that he's never going to show up anymore. And looking at you, I can't say I blame him.
Oh, listen to her. She's always running him down. If only he'd come back, I'd show
them. Oh, Petit,
don't listen to him, Dad.
Give me those old togs and go straight out the back and over to Uncle Arthur's at Sidcup.
But Sidcup, I mean to say.
Don't you see, Mum, nobody's got anything on Uncle Arthur at Sidcup. Well, he lives in a semi-detached and grows prize-winning cucumbers in his greenhouse.
Am I expected to lie low and live on his perishing cucumbers? Behind me, when I think of those terrible kids of his, the two that tied the poor blinking cat to the flagpole that time.
Well, if you're going to make difficulties over everything, I can't help, can I?
That's where he's going, Walthamstow. We can even fix up now, Mamie, down there just you get on that phone.
Oh. It's them. I come for him.
Out the back.
It's no good. They're in the yard. Two of them.
Quick, open up the front, Mamie. Lay on the couch, Mother.
Me?
Yes, I've got an idea.
The cupboard. I'll hide in the cupboard.
You'll do no such thing. It's a giveaway. Lay back on the couch, Mother. Spread out the rug. Make out you're dying.
Aye?
That ought to be easy enough for you.
Oh.
Now, Oscar, get under the couch and we'll hang the rug down on the floor to cover you. Cora, get his clothes out of there, quick.
All right. I'm coming as fast as I can. Call the shopkeeper, close and stop taking iron again.
Now, go on, Mum. Make as if you were really suffering. Oh. And, Oscar, don't you so much as breathe, let alone cough.
Good afternoon.
Well, fancy you calling on us, Sergeant Wilton, and us not so much as having a kettle on the boil. Why didn't you send and let us know we was being honoured?
All right, Hoskins, wait there.
Who is it, Ada, dear? Is it my Oscar come home to me?
Let's have a look in the cupboard.
Well, I never did. Didn't you offer to serve a gentleman in the shop, Mamie?
What is it you want, sir? Corn plasters for your poor flat feet. You won't find them in the cupboard.
Oscar, where are you, Oscar?
No, dear, it's not Oscar.
Oh.
We shan't none of us be seeing poor Oscar again for a long time, shall we, Sergeant?
It's my guess you'll be seeing him in 5 minutes, Mrs. Stopworth.
Seeing Oscar? But they said...
Oh, come now, you needn't pretend to me, Mrs. Sopworth. I thought we were old friends. After all, we've seen quite a lot of one another over the years. Hoskins, you take the back. Put Mervyn and Dixon at each end of the street. Stay away from the actual door. You show up all right. You heard what the judge handed him, I imagine?
Well, how could we hear? We were none of us in courts, were we?
Sid Upright was there, and he's a buddy of Oscar's, isn't he? Surely he telephoned the news.
Well, he didn't. And we don't want to hear it from you. We'll wait for the papers to tell us.
2 years. And lucky, too, if you ask me. But then we might improve a little on that if he helps himself to anything else on the way over here.
What's he talking about, Mum?
I don't know, I'm sure. It's all Greek to me, dear.
Is it? I wonder. All right, let's pretend it is, then. I can play charades as good as the next man. Oscar's on the run.
On the run? But you see...
He made a bolt for it leaving court. He's pretty quick on his feet, isn't he? Why, bless my soul, Mrs. Sopworth. If he gets out in time, we'll ask him to represent us at the next Olympic Games, whatever they are. I'll wager he could do the 100 in under 10 seconds on today's form.
If my Oscar is loose, and if you aren't pulling our legs just out of devilment, then I should have thought even a policeman would have had sense enough to decide that this is the last place he'd come.
Oh, just a hunch, Mrs. Sopworth, just a hunch, so I wouldn't try anything if I were in your place. There's no harm in Oscar. He's rather a favourite of ours. Just hand him over the minute he shows up and I'll see he doesn't suffer for it. Is it a bargain?
Tell him to go away, Ada. Tell him to go away.
Oh, take it easy, Mum. Take it easy. Can't you see you're distressing the poor old soul?
Oh, yes, of course. We mustn't distress her, must we? Well, so long for now, everybody. Oh, I almost forgot. You're Mrs. Saffarelli, aren't you?
Are you talking to me?
Giuseppe Saffarelli's Mrs.
Well, what if I am? I haven't set eyes on him in years.
No, but don't worry. He isn't keeping us out at night nowadays. Got other things to think of, I suppose.
What do you mean, other things to think of?
Oh, nothing. None of my business, really. It's just that I thought you might like to know. He's given up night work and settled down in a nice little snack bar in Croydon. Doing very well, are you? Keeps him out of mischief. A nice girl he's got behind the counter. Brings all the busmen in for coffee and sandwiches. Well, so long, ladies.
Croydon?
Croydon, you said? What part of Croydon?
Now, where was it? Just off the Purley Bypass. Yes, off at the Swan and Sugar Loaf and walk back about 100 yards. There's a sign over the front. The Drop-In, I think he calls it.
Well, did you hear that? 12 months and not so much as a postcard.
Don't forget, the minute Oscar shows up, get him to dial 999 or the local. Either will find me.
Well, I've got to hand it to you, Gran. You were marvellous. Absolutely marvellous. I must say, there's something to be said for you acting you was after it all these years.
Acting? Me acting? I don't need to act for my state of health.
All right, Oscar. You can come out now.
Look up. He's standing both ends of the street.
Cool, love it, Arcadia. That perishing fire. Did you have to stoke it up like a furnace? I'm cooked halfway through, so help me.
Oh, yes, that's right. Grumble after relying on my wits to fool them.
Your wits?
Yes.
Where do you reckon I come in? And as for that Cora, anyone but a policeman would have twigged something by looking at her.
The snack bar, the Drop-In, and a girl standing behind the counter, my counter.
Hold on, Auntie. You aren't going anywhere just yet, is she, Mum?
Not her. Not if I have to tie her to a chair.
Dummy, it can't be after Renell.
But you heard him, same as I did. Croydon, he said. Doing well, he said. And a girl behind the counter living on my money.
Now listen, Cora. Listen carefully. We need you to run messages. That was just what the copper was aiming at, to get you out of the way and leave us short-handed. We can't phone for anyone, he knows that. So he tipped you off to get you out of the way, and you aren't falling for it, you understand?
I'm going straight over and you can't stop me. I'm going straight into that little love nest with me umbrella, the one with a spike on the end.
Later, tomorrow, the day after, but not till we get Oscar out of the way.
He's not leaving here.
Oh.
Doesn't what happened prove I'm right? If he leaves here, he'll walk straight into him, no matter which way he goes.
He is leaving here, no matter what you say. If he doesn't, they'll be back in 24 hours and go over the place with a tooth comb. Don't you agree, Oscar?
Well, yes.
Yeah, I could get Bert to phone Alf to ask Arthur to call for him in the laundry van, the one we use for the Norbiton job.
Oh, yes, you could, but you might as well ask the Emperor of China to collect him in a jet plane. You might as well face it. We got no hope of getting him out of here for the next 6 weeks.
6 weeks, but
lovely. We can get him out of here in 6 minutes, soon as it's dark, providing all of you lend an hand, that is.
Ow! That's what I'd like to know, ow!
Do you think I didn't plan on something like this when we rented the shop? Look at that alley out there. How wide is it? He could jump from that sill to that wall in 2 ticks and be off over the timber arch to meet your Bert and away.
Brings in the busman, he said. Oh. You heard him, same as I did. You know what that means, don't you?
I never heard so much dippy talk in all my born days, Ada. Talking like an amateur you are, same as if you got all your ideas out of a film or something. Down in our cellar between the packing cases, he'd be that comfy he'd think he's on holiday in Brighton.
I'm not thinking of his comfort. I'm worrying about that sergeant searching the place. What happens to all of us if they nab him here?
But listen, Angel, old girl.
Soon as I tell Bert, I know what he'll say. Run him over to Uncle Arthur's, that's what he'll say. Dad's been a good customer of Uncle's all these years, and it's up to him to look after him for a bit.
Can't you just see her? Raven black hair, gooey lipstick, plunging neckline, and hips that wobble when she walks.
Oh. Will you shut up about your Giuseppe's bit of consolation, Cora?
Consolation? Do you hear her?
Yes.
Consolation, she calls it.
Down there, between them, packing cases, living on the fat of the land he'd be.
Look, Ma, would you give over talking about squeezing me between a couple of blinking packing cases? So help me, I'd sooner spend 6 weeks in solitary than lie up down in that perishing dungeon for weeks and weeks and weeks.
All right, since you're so particular, it don't have to be the cellar. We'll rig up hideout in that airing cupboard on the top landing. It's got room to stretch out in.
Airing cupboard? First it's a cellar and now it's an airing cupboard. Who does she think I am? Who did he...
Don't listen to her, Oscar. She's getting senile, if you ask me. Now, you...
Senile? Me senile? And come home with an old basket full of stuff the last time I went up to Selfridges?
What did I say? 10 years ago, that was. And most of the stuff you lifted was marked 1 and 11.
No. We won't get nowhere by criticising one another's work, Ada.
If Uncle Arthur won't help, Bert's brother Edward will. Oh, he's real nice, Bert's brother is, ever since he gave up warehouse breaking and took to the stock market.
Stock market? That's rich, that is. I can see myself trusting a son of mine with a stockbroker. He'd be back inside in no time.
12 months, and not so much as a postcard.
What I mean is, your plan of getting him out of here isn't workable, Mum. With a slop each end of the front and two more as good as living with us at the back, Dad'll have to be a kangaroo before he can clear that alley without anyone seeing him. Now, if you ask me, we could get him out much easier in an empty crate.
Great sinners, airing cuppers, what's the matter with all of you? You've been watching too much television or something? You don't have to go whimsy over a simple job like fooling a copper. Well, look how easy I pulled wool over Sergeant Wilton's baby blue eyes.
You pulled wool over him, you? Well, if that isn't you all over, Ada, it was me who did the acting.
Whose idea was it? Tell me that. Didn't he go straight to the cupboard like I said he would, didn't he, Cora?
Think of it. A black-haired beauty dipping her hand in my till.
Oh, gag her, Mamie. Tie her up and gag her before I do something I'll be sorry for.
Oh, it's all very well for you, Ada, and you too, Mamie. You can make light of it, of course you can. You've got Oscar and Mamie's got Bert, but how would you feel if your man was making money hand over fist and spending it on a woman who brings the busman in?
If your husband happened to be that soppy hand-kissing eye tie you married, I'd go down on me knees every night of me life and give thanks for deliverance. That's what I'd do.
Oh, it's easy to say. It's easy to say, but you were in a fine old state when Oscar took up with that little bit of fluff over at Holland Park that time. Couldn't talk of nothing else you couldn't, and you were snivelling over the fire all day long.
Snivelling, was I? Mm. Well, let me tell you, Cora, it was her that did the snivelling that evening I saw them together on Clapham Common. She'll carry my marks on her wherever she goes, and as for that eye tie of yours, well, I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, the best turn he ever did you was to run out on you, and if you'll be guided by me, you'll let well alone, and that's telling you straight, Cora.
Well, I won't, see? I'll go into that shop and I'll confront her. That's what I'll do. I'll confront her. I'll say, good morning, Mrs. Saffarelli. You can bet your life she uses my name. That's all I always do. Good morning, Mrs. Saffarelli, I'll say. And how's your dear husband this morning? And once she admits to having a husband, I'll smash every bit of crockery in the shop and lay her in ruins.
Oh, don't make me laugh, Cora. Soon as you set eyes on that eye tie, you'll be eaten out of his hand like you always did. Do you think we lived with you this long without knowing you? Well, I warned you against him from the start.
Oh, you didn't. You did nothing of the sort. You ate more than half the chocolates he bought me.
Well, there was no sense in seeing him go mouldy, was there?
Look, what's all this got to do with getting Dad off the hook?
Slimy. That's what he was, slimy. Coming round here with his roses and soppy talk. Oh, I could never make out why you give that nice Henry Ricketts the cold shoulder, Cora. Now, there was one of the most promising young sparks in the business.
Promising, you said? Well, he's doing 5 years for smash and grab, isn't he?
So he might be, but he's left his wife well provided for. I see her yesterday in the Jolly Wagoners. Furs and jewels from head to foot she was. That'll show you how far hand kissing gets you.
Now, we've got to go over Aunt Cora's love life inch by inch at a time like this.
Don't you interrupt your mother when she's talking. You've got no room to criticise with that Bert you're so gone on. It's like I said, soon as Ada suggested ringing him up, I wouldn't trust him with a Mark Trippany bit.
You leave Bert out of this! Oh, I'll have it, Jimmy. I won't have you suggesting Bert's not to be trusted.
Well, is he? Someone tipped somebody off about that little job down at the docks last Christmas, and everyone knows Bert Nosworthy was in it.
Oh, it's awful, Arcata! You stand there asking me to ask Bert, our father, and let her say things like that about him all in the same breath.
I can't stop her saying what she pleases. I'd have done it long ago if I knew how, and don't you forget it.
There it is again. That's what I've been putting up with in this house ever since you were run in, Oscar. And that's what I'll have to put up with the minute you leave here.
Now, just a minute, before she starts another rumpus.
Oh, it isn't Mum who starts all the rumpuses here, Ada. It's you.
Oh!
You've been a disruptive influence on the family ever since you come to it 25 years ago.
Oh, I have I? All right. If you don't like living here, you know what you can do. Oscar's my husband, and this is my house. And I don't have to remind you, you're here on charity.
Charity?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one, I'm sure. Charity. When the down payment on the first house you lived in came from the nest egg my dad saved out of his mail van robbery. Insulting the old family now, she is. It's a fact, and you know it, Mum.
Well, I'm bound to admit, Ada, that Oscar could never have set up like he did if Father hadn't put his share of the money right back in the post office where he pinched it from.
What do you want to stand up for her for, Granny? Mum's right. She's been ill on sufferings ever since Giuseppe ran away from her nagging.
Oh, I won't stop here. I won't listen to
it. Yes, you will. You asked for it, and you'll listen to it. You've got no one but yourself to blame for losing your husband, Cora. What did he get from you when he was here? Nag, nag, nag as he come home at breakfast time, and nag, nag till he went out to work again at night. Not that I think you can help nagging. It seems to run in your family, if living with her is anything to go by.
That's enough of that, Ada. I've stood all I'm going to stand from you with your nasty, spiteful little stabs in the back. Oh, you're bringing it on again with your quarrels and arguing. The hot water bottle, where's me hot water bottle?
Oh, don't act so stupid, Granny. There's nothing the matter with you and you know it. I'm sick to death of you lying on that couch pretending to suffer every time you think Mum's going to ask you to do anything.
Now her, now me own granddaughter's turned against
me. Never you mind her, Mum. I'll stay here and watch over you. Shame on the pair of you, bullying a sick old woman.
Sick? If she's sick, I've been dead on my feet since I came of age. Oscar, now you... Oscar? Where's Oscar?
He was here a minute ago.
Well, he's gone, he's not here. Oscar!
That's it, Mrs. Sopworth. Where is Oscar?
Sergeant Wilton.
Well, after all, Mrs. Sopworth, he can't be far. He just phoned me.
Phoned you?
Oh, me here, Governor. And blimey, O'Reilly, am I glad to see you.
There, Oscar. Want to come back, do you?
Yes, sir. Take me back to the Lick. All I want is a bit of peace and quiet.
In tonight's Comedy International, you heard Home is the Hunted, specially written by R.F. Delafield and starring Hattie Jakes as Ada. Oscar was played by James Hayter, Mamie by Anna Barry, Cora by Evelyn Garrett, Sergeant Wilton by David Donaldson, and Gran by Brenda Dunridge. Home is the Hunted was a David Manley production directed in London by Derek Morton for Irvin and Johnson, suppliers of I&J brand quick frozen foods to the nation. Join us again next week at the same time when, once again, Irvin and Johnson will bring you another star from the world of entertainment in Comedy International.